Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Tuesday, September 19, 2023 is Battle of Poitiers. The Battle of Poitiers was fought on September 19, 1356 between a French army commanded by King John II and an Anglo-Gascon force under Edward, the Black Prince, during the Hundred Years' War. It took place in western France, 5 miles, 8 kilometers, south of Poitiers, when approximately 14,000 to 16,000 French attacked a strong defensive position held by 6,000 Anglo-Gascons. 19 years after the start of the war, the Black Prince, the eldest son and heir of the English king, set out on a major campaign in southwest France. His army marched from Bergerac to the River Loire, which they were unable to cross. John gathered a large and unusually mobile army and pursued the Anglo-Gascons, whom he brought to battle. The Anglo-Gascons established a strong defensive position near Poitiers and after unsuccessful negotiations were attacked. The first French assault included 2 units of heavily armored cavalry, a strong force of crossbowmen and many infantry and dismounted men-at-arms. They were driven back by the Anglo-Gascons, who were fighting entirely on foot. A second French attack by 4,000 men-at-arms on foot under John's son and heir Charles, the Dauphin, followed. After a prolonged fight, this was also repulsed. As the Dauphin's division recoiled, there was confusion in the French ranks. About half the men of their 3rd division, under Philip, Duke of Orléans, left the field, taking with them all 4 of John's sons. Some of those who did not withdraw with Philip launched a weak and unsuccessful 3rd assault. Those Frenchmen remaining gathered around the king and launched a 4th assault against the by now exhausted Anglo-Gascons, again all as infantry. The French sacred banner, the Oriflamme, was unfurled, the signal that no prisoners were to be taken. Battle was again joined, with the French slowly getting the better of it. Then a small, mounted, Anglo-Gascon force of 160 men, who had been sent earlier to threaten the French rear, appeared behind the French. Believing themselves surrounded, some Frenchmen fled, which panicked others, and soon the entire French force collapsed. John was captured, as was one of his sons and between 2,000 and 3,000 men-at-arms. Approximately 2,500 French men-at-arms were killed. Additionally, either 1,500 or 3,800 French common infantry were killed or captured. The surviving French dispersed, while the Anglo-Gascons continued their withdrawal to Gascony. The following spring, a 2-year truce was agreed and the Black Prince escorted John to London. Populist revolts broke out across France. Negotiations to end the war and ransom John dragged out. In response, Edward launched a further campaign in 1359. During this, both sides compromised and the Treaty of Bretigny was agreed in 1360, by which vast areas of France were ceded to England, to be ruled by the Black Prince, and John was ransomed for 3 million gold AQ. At the time, this seemed to end the war, but the French resumed hostilities in 1369 and recaptured most of the lost territory. The war eventually ended with a French victory in 1453. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:04 UTC on Tuesday, September 19, 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Battle of Poitiers. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. On Mastodon, follow us at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Stephen Neural. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.